Agnes Kalibata, Minister of Agriculture and Animal Resources from Rwanda. I'm in government, first of all, as a technical person in the field that I manage, which is the agriculture sector, but also I love what I do, doing it as a woman in an area where 86% of the women in Rwanda are in agriculture. We are doing very well in terms of the agriculture sector. We are now meeting all the key indicators in food security. So in terms of food production, we are doing okay. We are really working very hard on securing the women's rights and place in agriculture. Again, like I said, it's the majority of women are in agriculture. So we are trying to ensure that we don't leave them out in terms of access to inputs, in terms of access to finance. We have put a special guarantee facility in place for women to access finance. In terms of land, we have put special land laws in place to ensure that women have access to land that is defended by the law, to ensure that in a family setting they have equal opportunity in terms of right to decide on how to use the land. So inheritance, we have inheritance laws that allow women to inherit whatever property the house, the family has. So these are all key elements of ensuring that the agricultural sector works very well.
Can I ask you one last question, and thank you for your time? What is the plight of widows today in Rwanda? How have you been able to handle their fate, their situation?
There are different programs that deal with that. We have a special program. It depends on what type of widows they are. They are widows as a result of HIV, and they are widows as a result of the genocide. The widows as a result of the genocide, there's a special program that caters for their welfare in terms of, it's called FARJ, it's a French abbreviation. It's a program that ensures that they have an appropriate livelihood. The widows that are also associated with AIDS, there are also programs in place that help them. We have, in Rwanda, we have what we call female-headed households. It's a recognized acronym in how we do business. We actually, whatever we do, we take care of what we call female-headed households. So they could be a product of those two, or they could be a product of something else. But in Rwanda, they will mostly be a product of the genocide, or they will be associated with HIV. The end result is that there are facilities in place to ensure that they have equal opportunity to life like everybody else.